Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. You don't like that, huh?
I guess, yeah, it feels weird. I wasn't expecting it.
Do we just say hi?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi. A little more informal episode today because this is our 100th episode extravaganza. This was your idea. I was not paying attention at all, but it's a good idea.
I don't know if I was thinking extravaganza, but I thought we should just do something special for 100 episodes.
Yes, I'm being sarcastic. But yeah, this kind of just flew by.
Yeah.
I think the weird thing.
I can't believe we're at 100 episodes already.
Well, it's only been a little over a year since we started. And I guess we just completely lost track because we have some oddballs. Like the math doesn't really math out until you realize like, we would release, if we did a series, we'd kind of release them all at once.
Yeah.
Which definitely inflated the feed. And then, of course, there was October.
Yeah.
And our genius idea to release a new episode every day. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
It is a big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Making it to 100.
Yeah.
I think the idea is supposed to be that by the 100th episode, you have it figured out.
Where?
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true now.
We're getting there. We're slowly figuring out what this is exactly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this started out as just we wanted to make a podcast where we talk about horror movies because that's like our biggest passion.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we decided. I guess because we listen to a lot of podcasts. It just seemed like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
It's like easy enough and accessible enough nowadays, even though we're both very antisocial and feels like the complete opposite of something we would get into.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like when we first started dating on like that one first big date of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like we listened to a podcast on the way going to a haunted house eating pizza. So it was like the best date ever.
Yeah, I guess this is tied into our relationship somehow.
Yeah.
But it's been a journey. I don't know how much better we've gotten at it since the beginning. Because we did start even before that with Straw Hat Social Club. But I think I was like opposed to this just because it felt like, oh, another horror movie podcast with a married couple.
Well, it's just, it's fun.
Yeah, it's true.
And I totally get why there's so many married couple horror podcasts. I get it. It's fun.
I guess it's just the part of my brain that feels like there has to be like a purpose to everything. But I think we've kind of been feeling it out as we went. In the beginning, it was just like casual conversation with us. We didn't have any kind of goals in mind. And I think now I have figured that we want to focus more on, you know, doing like a spoiler-free review, doing like a content warning, because that seems relevant to how we consume horror. And we're getting more involved on TikTok.
Yeah.
So we want to really start doing more on YouTube, which we'll be doing soon. And it's just, it's fun making stuff, turns out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always had your outlet with your art, but I think I kind of lost track of that over time, you know? So it's just fun making stuff with you.
Yeah.
And I say that a lot.
I love making this with you, too. And I think it's cool that we have this, like, project that we're, like, consistently working on together. We're being creative together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this has always been kind of like a diary in a sense of like us and our relationship, because horror is just so like tied into that. It's kind of a thing we do almost every weekend, you know?
I feel like it's a thing we've been doing every weekend for the past almost 10 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's nice just having it like cataloged. I think it fulfills like that part of my brain that likes doing that. And I think we're gonna set our goal at reviewing every single horror movie that's ever been made, even though I don't know if there's enough time on earth to
I don't know if there's enough time on earth either, but you know,
you gotta set your goals high. Okay, but for this we thought we'd just go in without like a movie in mind, do something a little fun, a little looser. Again, this is like totally your idea. You wanted to like play some games and stuff. And
this is totally your idea. Yeah. Thanks.
I think it'll be fun. I'm not trying to put it down or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, you want to do games because you're so Smosh brained and everything. But I think that's like Dead Meat's already got that covered. They got the horror couple that plays games on their podcast.
Yeah, and we love James and Chelsea. We've been watching them for a large part of our relationship too.
But I think this might be a good opportunity to get to know our taste a little more, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about horror subgenres and specifically our favorite horror subgenres. I'm going to try to guess some of yours and you're going to guess some of mine. And then we're also going to go through our top 10 of all time with horror movies. And specifically, we're going to try to guess each other's, see how well we know each other when it comes to the horror. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
I have to pee so bad soon.
Go pee.
I don't have to yet.
You should do it now. Soon. You should do it now.
Can't make me.
No, I can't. That's up to you.
All right. So don't you dare
don't you
look at my list.
Keep your eyes don't to you yourself. Don't
you
fucking
dare. I see you trying to sneak a look at it.
Definitely
this
not.
This whole time.
I see you trying to look at mine.
Yours isn't even out. You don't even have it open.
That's why.
So let's talk about subgenres.
Okay.
I've said it before. That's one of the things we love about horror is that it comes in so many different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. So many different types of horror and like micro specific subgenres. We both wrote down some of our favorites. I wrote down three. I asked you to write down three. I think you wrote like nine.
I can't narrow it down. Okay. It's so hard.
Do you have a top three at least?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do, and don't you dare.
Don't you dare don't you look at it.
Dare look at my list. I am going to guess three subgenres that I think, if a movie comes on and it ticks one of these boxes, I know I can look at you and you'll just be fucking smiling, having a good time.
Yes, okay.
And you're going to guess three for me. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to say what we think our own, like, what would you call this? These are things where it's like, if I start watching a movie and it turns out to be like this, I'm just like, ah, fuck. Like, this is a shot right to my heart. I know I'm going to like this.
Yeah.
Even though I think you came up with like six of each. You can't stop coming up with stuff. Let's narrow it down to three. Okay.
I'll try.
I'll start.
Okay. You do one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got three words for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And if this comes on, I know Becca will be like, fuck yes. Three words. Queer, coded, slasher.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I think if we're watching a slasher and you start seeing like some queer elements pop up, Becca's just going to be dancing over here like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. So why don't you give me one?
Okay.
Me?
Okay. 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 Oh, I can't decide which one to say first. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Moody nightlife, sci-fi horror.
Okay. That is very specific.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Was that like Alien and stuff?
Yeah, like, you know,
what's the nightlife?
It Follows and what?
Oh, okay.
Maxine, you really liked Maxine.
I did like Maxine. Mm-hmm. Boy, you said sci-fi, right?
Did I? Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to combine everything, you know? Like, some of them are, yeah.
I could see it. That's an interesting way to describe that, because actually, I kind of put that as one of mine, but I definitely phrased it a very different way. Like, trying to get on board here.
Okay.
But yes.
Well, how did you word it?
Yeah, I guess we could share that, and then you'll share one of yours.
Well, yeah, well, no, I mean, you got the queer one. I feel like that fit, so I
was that one
like
of the ones
right.
You wrote?
I had a queer-themed one in there, so
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the one that I put, I just think because you put It Follows. It's like high-concept monster movies.
Yeah.
It's like specifically monster movies where there's like some big idea to the monster, like Smile,
yeah.
It Follows, the Boogeyman, stuff like that.
Well, there's... That kind of goes into my next guess, though, for
Uh-oh.
You.
Hold on. Let me go first. Don't you look.
Don't you.
The other one I had.
Mm-hmm.
If a movie, if it is a colorful psychedelic horror movie, then you're definitely going to be in, because yes. you love the aesthetics
yes.
more than anything.
Yes, 100%.
And you can see it in your art. So you'd agree with that one.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. I think if you have a dark horror movie that has a lot of like bright colors and stuff, then that's going to get you right away.
Yes. Every okay. time.
So what's one of yours? What's that like closest to?
So wait, which one was closer to mine?
Yeah.
Well, I had like cosmic horror on there. Okay. So yeah.
There we go. So right on the money.
Yes.
I was going to say that specifically, but I didn't know if it was like actual cosmic horror.
Yeah, that's more.
But I think they are like tied together.
Yeah.
Can't really have cosmic horror without the crazy bright colors and stuff.
Yeah. I specifically think Color Out of Space. Like.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. Me too. Yeah. Well, then what? Why don't you give me another guess?
Okay. So the other one that kind of, when you started explaining the other thing. Big slimy monster.
What?
I mean,
why is it gotta be slimy?
Because I feel like usually, like, I mean, like Alien and yeah. I just had one in mind. Well, War of the Worlds and
okay,
Shin Godzilla.
Are they all slimy?
I mean, at some point.
Okay, but I don't know if like. The slimy part is the part where I'm like, yeah, let's go. I like okay. that alien is so fucking slimy. I'm in. That's a very funny way to describe it. That's all.
Oh, the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The, yeah. The thing's pretty slimy.
Yeah. See, like that's great. Where I'm like pulling this stuff from.
I just love that that's your perception of me. Is it like, how much slime we talking here?
I don't think you're measuring out. The amount of slime, but it's just, I thought it'd be funny.
Okay. Well, my version, because that's funny, the second one that I picked for myself mm-hmm. is the scary alien movie.
Okay.
So yeah. maybe for me, it's less the slime yeah. and more like how scary the alien is.
Yeah.
And what I mean specifically, which I'm sure you've heard me talk about a lot, as much as I do love movies like Alien, I'm talking about the ones where it feels like real.
Yeah.
Like War of the Worlds and Nope and stuff, mm-hmm. because those just fuck me up like yeah. more than anything. Or it feels almost like a natural disaster or something. So yeah, you kind of got it. Okay. So I got another guess for you. This is my last one. This is a whole sentence because I didn't know how to phrase this without. Okay. Anyway, I'll just read it. Movies with strong, scary women who don't take bullshit from some lame-ass men. How accurate is that?
Well, see, so my first one was women seeking revenge horror.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's like a very specific version of yes, what I'm yeah. saying. Well, I guess mine's like hyper-specific. Because, yeah. I was thinking about how much you love Cat People and The mm-hmm. Witch mm-hmm. and movies like that.
Yeah.
Or even like Poor Things.
Yeah.
So that checks out.
You got it.
Okay. I just feel like they don't necessarily need to be seeking revenge.
Oh,
they could
no.
just be fucking up men who are bullshit.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I actually think that your description is better. Like, okay. I didn't... Like, when I wrote down revenge, I couldn't think of a better word at the time. But I think your sentence sure. sums it up better.
I think... We are both very in tune already because those were all very close to each other's. Mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't realize how much I like slimy aliens that I wasn't really thinking about, but we were close.
I just think the word slimy is fun.
It's a fun word.
So isn't there supposed to be one more or did we already do?
We're doing three.
That wasn't three.
I did two. Wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You got one more for me.
Yeah, well, I technically have two, but I guess I have to choose.
You can read them both if you want, but I okay. only had three.
Okay. Well, this one's super hyper specific. But okay. Practical effects that could make someone puke.
Yes. I can see that. But I think that's like most horror fans love that shit.
I mean, you know? I don't know.
No, but it's definitely, it's on the money. What's your other one? Because that doesn't really, my last one's definitely different.
Well, the other one I had was big action horror.
Big action horror. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? I can see that. Because the
and
funny
you really
thing,
like War of the Worlds, too.
Yeah.
And Dawn of the Dead.
You know what? You were right on the money. Because what I was thinking is, like, I'm not really into action movies. Mm-mm. But when it's a horror action movie. Yeah. It's like, that's the way to get me. So I can totally see that. You're correct. Because I also love, like, dog soldiers and stuff.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And, I mean, you like mechas and stuff, too. So
I do like mechas. Yeah.
I was trying to, like, encapsulate it all.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally, that's right on the money. Well, the last one that I wrote for myself was movies where they're, like, isolated and lost in the woods or in space whatever. Love those. Like, The Ritual. I'm always chasing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Outwaters.
That's a
something
good way to
extra
put that.
Scary.
Yeah, you definitely love those.
Yes, I do. Even like Annihilation and stuff. It's all those kind of movies I love.
Yeah.
That's good. We know each other pretty well, I'd say. So now we can get into the real hard one, which is I'm all about lists, top 10 lists, stuff. I really think there's like a part of my brain that just loves having everything cataloged and nice. I do top 10s every year myself on Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I see this podcast is like little catalogs we can shelve away for all these movies we watch.
I love that.
But you like had a whole thing when I asked you to make a top 10. Like you didn't already have one. I'm surprised.
Well, I guess I always have new favorite things all the time. Like okay. I can't really even give you a top 10 music thing because I just love music so much. It's hard to choose. And same with horror. Like I love horror so much. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to narrow it down, you know, like My brain is like, no,
I was
going to
say, I think you have a little too much chaotic energy for that. That makes sense.
Look, I have ADHD.
Okay. Well, I was trying to put it a nice way.
I mean, well, there's nothing wrong with having ADHD. I just have That's it. True.
But you like scrambled to put one together that was already like more than 10 and you couldn't put it in order and blah, blah, blah. Listen, this is like a snapshot in time. I'm sure tomorrow I'll feel different, just like you will.
Uh-huh.
That's how I view this stuff.
It's just vibes right now.
But we both have a top 10. And we also tried to guess the top 10 for the other people.
Yes.
I don't have yours in order.
The other people. The other people in the room right now.
Yeah. Look, I guess 10 for you. Okay. These are not in order.
Uh-huh. Neither are mine.
You have 10 though, right?
I have at
not
least
like
10.
20. It needs to be 10.
Okay. I will get there.
All right. And in the process, we will share our own top 10s.
Mm-hmm.
So if I guess right, tell me what place this is on your list. Okay.
But I don't, they're not in order.
You didn't put them in order?
I mean, they're
whatever.
In right. an order.
Then you can just say it's on your list. Mine are in order.
Okay. I definitely didn't put yours in order.
It doesn't. I didn't put yours in order either.
Okay.
All right. So I'll start again. Guess number one.
Okay.
Got this. No fucking shot that this isn't on your list. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
Cat People.
Of course it's on my list. It's number one on my list. If I had to, I could easily still keep that at number one. Yes.
Not all surprising. That was one of the first things I learned about you when we first started talking before we even met was that Cat People is your favorite horror movie. And of course, when we first started dating, I had to watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it very early.
Yeah.
I've now seen it like 3 times and I love it too. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Why did you like it so much before?
I think I've talked about this before. I got a chance to, I took a film class in college, horror film specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a chance to watch it on a large screen in our little auditorium for our class. And I think seeing it on a bigger screen for the first time really like left an impact on me because, you know, I was like really immersed in it and I just loved the story so much. I thought the way things are composed are like groundbreaking, like, and I'm almost positive it's the first movie that had a jump scare. So it was like innovative.
Interesting.
And I just love it. And it's about an artist, which is so sweet. Like,
I was going to say, this also falls into the movies with strong, scary women who don't take bullshit from some lame-ass men category.
It does.
So I get it. This is very Becca. I'm glad you introduced it to me because I don't have a lot of older horror movies in my history.
Mm-hmm.
This helped me to get into and appreciate them.
Well, I am happy I could do that.
Why don't you give me one of the guesses for me?
Okay.
I feel like the early ones are going to be the easy ones.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
Because I've definitely told you, hey, this is my number three top 10.
Yes, we tell each other that all the time and talk about it all the time.
I think after like top five, it starts getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So what you got?
Alien.
Yeah. That's number three on my top 10. Okay.
I don't have a place for it. I just knew that that was a surefire one. I have a couple that I know
for
sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to go crazy with each of these, but Alien was one of the first, like, real-ass horror movies that I ever saw when I was, like, five or something like that. Because my dad showed it to me. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine being that young, not having a lot of exposure to horror, watching Alien, like, fucked me up. But I loved it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop watching it. It was like one of those VHS movies that I just watched over and over and over. I think my dad wouldn't let me watch it by myself, which was smart. Okay. So at least we got that going, you know. But it's always been special. Still think the first one better than any of the other movies that came out. So right on. Here I got another one for you.
Okay.
Freaks.
You know what?
Oh.
I put that on my list, but I had things on my list that are like italicized. And I was like, do I? Because I love Freaks for the same reason I love Cat People. It was another one of those movies that was introduced to me in that horror films class. And I think learning about the history of the films and everything really like, I think I like learning about history. So, you know, learning about history of the horror film that is, it's so cool is like, of course, that's going to create like some sort of attachment to it for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was another one you talked about a lot in the beginning. And since I got it wrong, I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
That's in the same vein. The Tingler.
Yes.
Is that on your list?
No. Because I can't choose. I moved it off. I moved that one off as well.
It's still one of your big ones.
It is.
There's
it
no
is
question.
Definitely.
And for a lot of the same reasons, I think.
Exactly. And that movie is also... I think it's corny, but I just love it so much. Like,
it's great.
The practical effects in it are really silly, but they're so cool.
People should listen to the episode we did for The Tingler because I'd never seen it, and having all the context that you gave me made me have a really good time with it. I think it's super fun.
Yeah.
And you give a lot of those insights in the episode.
Yeah.
So check that out. But I'm going to guess again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Let's see. It doesn't matter.
But
you're
definitely
not going to get all of mine.
I'm not.
I guarantee it.
And you know what? The Tingler is one of my favorite all-time horror movies, but I have too many.
So here's my guess.
Okay.
The Witch.
Yes.
There we go.
Of course.
I got that whole category out of the way first. I still know you.
Yes,
okay?
I know you know me. And that is on my list. It's just... I've moved around other things.
Yeah. The Witch was an awesome movie in the same subgenre that I've already said twice.
Mm-hmm.
And this came out before we met, right?
No, we...
Did we see this together?
We saw this in theaters together early on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was like our introduction to Robert Eggers.
I think so.
And why did this stick out for you?
I love the overall atmosphere of the movie, and like the art direction is also really amazing. Yeah. I at the time I was like very huge A24 fan. So when this came out, I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. And it was like the coolest. I remember the feeling it gave me when the movie was over. Like I still can remember being like, whoa, that was really good.
Very fun. I like that one a lot, too.
Yeah.
But why don't you give me a guess now?
Okay. Dog Soldiers.
It's not my top 10.
Okay.
But very good guess.
It's one of the first movies you mentioned when we first started dating.
Love Dog Soldiers. I got into it because we have to do an episode for it.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say specifically, I don't know if you want this on the podcast or not.
Go ahead.
But on our first date, we were talking back and forth. Have you seen this horror movie? Have you seen that horror movie?
Of course, proper horror nerds.
Yeah. And you said, okay, if you've seen this movie, I will marry you tonight.
Yeah.
And you said it's Dog Soldiers. And I was like, I haven't seen that. So.
Shot my shot. All right. No, it's just because that's one of those movies. I think everyone has those random movies that are like special to mm-hmm. them for some reason.
Yeah.
And like Dog Soldiers, it is like a fucking awesome movie. Mm-hmm. And I think people are starting to recognize that a lot more now. But for me, it's because I used to see it in Blockbuster, like the cover, and it was just so fucking weird looking. But it seemed like some no-name, you know, B horror movie, which we used to rent all the time. Mm-hmm. But then I saw The Descent and mm-hmm. saw that it was directed by Neil Marshall. And I fucking love The Descent.
Yes.
So then we were like, wait a minute, like what the fuck? This is directed by the same guy. So we rented it. And it was fucking awesome. And it was just like the most excellent surprise, which you just love when that happens. So yeah, that's a very special one for me.
Yeah, and we watched that one early on too.
I had to show it to you before we could get married. Why don't you give me another guess then?
Okay. Well, see, a couple of these feel obvious.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Gotta get down.
The Thing.
Yes. Like any good horror fan, have to have The Thing in there. That's actually number 4 for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously classic. Everybody loves it. But it's like, looking back, it feels like it is just a movie that was destined for this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a cool story in like this cool location. And then you have all the insane practical effects.
Yeah.
It's like, you just can't call yourself a horror fan if you don't like The Thing.
It's John Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Checks all the boxes. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Icon. Yeah.
It's like if you went to an algorithm to kick out like the best like horror nerd horror movie, it mm-hmm. would be this movie.
Yes.
Directed by John Carpenter. Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, so you got one. So I'll take another guess at yours. And I'm going to guess The Shining.
It's actually not on my list, but it is one of my, like, it is another one that is like super special to me because I still remember the first time I watched it. Mm-hmm. And I've watched that movie so many times, and the art direction in it is like mm-hmm. amazing. It has Shelley Duvall, who I love, you know.
It's another strong, scary woman who doesn't take bullshit.
That's right. It's just, it's inspired my own artwork. Like, mm-hmm. it's a very special movie to me. So it's definitely up there. It's just on this vibes list we made.
Yeah, I think it's telling, like, this is how I see you.
I think that and means now, a lot to me that you see me that way.
I like hearing how you see me as a horror fan.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's right or not.
No, because you still got it right.
But since I was wrong as shit, no, I'm going to say wrong another as one. Shit.
The Shining is definitely up there.
This one's more recent, but I'm going to guess I Saw the TV Glow.
Yes, that's on my list, of course.
I thought so.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about how much you love your queer-coded horror, mm-hmm. understandably, and your bright colors and everything. It kind of ticks both of those boxes. Yes. And yeah, this one, we only saw it one time.
Yeah.
But it had a huge impact on both of us, mm-hmm. and I think especially you.
Yeah.
So yeah, not surprising that would be like one of your favorite movies.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It has a beautiful message. The acting is like amazing. Art direction's like incredible. Like I could go on.
I just need
on
a soundbite of you saying art direction that I can just insert over and over.
So annoying. It's not. You can listen to that in the episode.
Yeah. We did make a big, long, emotional episode about that last year.
Yeah.
And it made our top 10.
Yeah.
Was it like your number one? We were both in A Violent Nature.
Right, yeah.
I think you still had it high, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I got it right.
Okay. Me?
Give me one back.
Okay. Brain Dead.
Number one. I'm surprised you didn't say that one first.
Well, I wasn't sure which way to go with it. I wanted to, like, I don't know, feel out our list, how we were going.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been another Blockbuster rental. That was another one where I definitely didn't really have any expectations when I saw it like a long, long time ago. And then it was just like, I was already super into zombie movies back then. Mm-hmm. And this is like the most batshit, insane, over the top, just crazy ass zombie movie. So it just, I don't know. It like, it did something to my brain. It was definitely like the first time I saw it, I was like, this is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And it has remained my number one like forever since then.
Yeah, this is another one of the practical effects that could make someone puke.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got me nailed. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
Don't you look.
I'm not looking.
Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah? That's on your list?
Oh, definitely. There we go. It's on my list.
Another old-ass movie. Yeah.
I talk about Alfred Hitchcock with your dad all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because since I don't really watch old movies, my dad's always on me because he loves Alfred Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. He loves Frankenstein. And I've always just been like, yeah. Like, whatever is boring-ass old shit. But I did watch Psycho. I remember seeing it on TV when I was younger, but I think it didn't connect with me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I think it was still like at that age, I was just focused on the shower kill and I was like, it's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But everything else is like, I don't know what's going on. But seeing it now as an adult with you, it's like, man, such a cool story. Like there's so much going on that's just so awesome. And that's like, it's a really special movie.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's one of my comfort horror movies, which I feel like if you are a horror fan, I mean, like, at least I think you have like these like comfort horrors that are like, and it's,
oh, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but that is definitely one of them for me. I don't know why. It's just very cozy. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of transports me back in time, which I really like. So, yeah.
That's one thing. As I've been like appreciating the older stuff more with you, there is like a inherent coziness to these movies for some reason. Part of it might just be like the slower pace and everything.
Yeah.
I totally get that. So
now you,
that was my guess.
Okay.
Now you give me a
guess. Now I give you one. Okay. American Werewolf in London.
You know what's so crazy?
What?
That was on my top 10 and I moved it down to move something else up.
See, so that happened to me too though, you know?
That's funny. Yeah, that's I haven't seen that in a long time. I really want to watch it again.
We should watch it again.
But I've always liked werewolf stuff. Like with the old Universal monster movies, it was always Wolfman and Creature from the Black Lagoon. Like the big, weird monsters. Mm-hmm. Always loved the big, weird monsters.
Mm-hmm. Big, weird monsters is better.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Instead of slimy. Okay.
The werewolf's not very slimy
No.
But I think it's like the movie's so cool because obviously the werewolf design, for one thing, I think it's like one of the best.
Yeah.
Like it's up there with Dog Soldiers, I think, even though they're both very different.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking cool. Makes the werewolf actually scary as shit.
Yeah.
And the movie's also doing all this weird other shit. It feels almost like you could see Peter Jackson being kind of inspired by this because there's like a weird like paranormal element to it, like a weird supernatural element going on with the story that just makes it so much more interesting. Just a cool fucking movie. Mm-hmm. Totally. So now it's my turn.
Okay.
I got you with this. I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Night of the Living Dead.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely on my list.
Another black and white movie.
Mm-hmm. It's another cozy one for me. I mean, it's probably cliche, some of the movies I have up there, but like they are just, they're so good.
You know what? We grew up with these movies.
Yeah.
So they totally make sense.
And it's filmed near Baltimore, you know, like DC, Baltimore, Pennsylvania, I'm almost positive. And, you know, it's cool when a movie is made nearby you, you know, like like Blair Witch Project was filmed in the same state. So like that was really cool because it's almost like this like, oh, that's so cool. I'm like near where they were. Like that's cool.
I'm totally with you. I mean, how can you not love Romero? You know what? I also just found out, you know, that movie Monkey Shines?
Mm-hmm.
That was a Romero movie.
Oh,
I didn't know that at all.
I don't think
all.
I realized that.
Crazy. Anyway, but yeah, Night of the Living Dead, like, that's definitely one that's, like, when you compare it to his other zombie movies he made, this is definitely the smaller, more compact one. But I tend to like those kind of stories. Why I like Alien the most.
Yeah.
I like that kind of, like, one location, very personal, smaller movie. And, this one just holds up really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Also, when we were first dating, our first date was supposed to be at a horror convention where George Romero was like going to be there, but I got scared.
You chickened out.
I chickened out. And we went out the next weekend.
I understood.
Yeah.
It was okay. I didn't take it personally.
But it's still like, man, that would have been so cool.
That would have been really fucking cool.
Yeah. I was just scared.
All right. Give me another guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, Dawn of the Dead.
That's my number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about Night and how much I love that. But Dawn, it's like, that is my ultimate cozy movie.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about that because there's something about the way that like the movie starts like so chaotically, and then they make their way to the mall, and the whole movie is just them just living in this one location, and it's long as shit. The movie's like over 2 hours, and there's something very, I don't know how to describe it, just the way that they're all like it's its own kind of subgenre of like, you have this location that you're trying to hold down and figuring out like all the practical elements of like clearing the space out, getting supplies, like doing all this, and just having a whole movie that's just that. And
yeah, it's like survival horror.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very much like a survival.
And you love those.
I do love those. Yeah. Yes. But that's why it's like, and the movie's so good, it's telling because it probably has some of the worst zombie effects because there are just so many zombies,
but
they have to really simplify it.
Yeah, but they're so iconic, though.
They are iconic, but it's like, it's something that it doesn't even stand out or detract from the movie. It's like, who gives a fuck? Because the story and everything is so good,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. They don't need to look like Walking Dead with crazy ass prosthetics and shit.
Yes.
It holds up, and I just fucking love that movie so much. And that's one of the big telling things, is it's such a long movie, and it can be kind of slow at parts. I will watch that like an infinite number of times and still love it. Now I got one for you.
Okay.
Oh, we're down to two more for me.
Oh,
well, I've missed a bunch.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say, this one's a real shot in the dark.
Okay.
Poor Things.
Oh, yes. That's on my
list.
Oh,
that is on your
list. It is on my list. You should feel proud of yourself.
I gotcha. That was a fun one that it's like borderline horror, but it's horror enough.
Yeah, I feel like Poor Things is honestly what kind of knocked off like Freaks and The Tingler. There's another movie too, but yeah. So yes, you of course got that. I love that movie so much. Emma Stone is like incredible. Mm-hmm. Got Willem Dafoe. I mean, like, how can you go wrong? And the story is just, the art, it's so good.
And it's a Frankenstein movie, so it's definitely horror.
Yes.
It's like, and when you frame it like that, it actually makes the movie so much more interesting. This weird, like, super artistic, different spin on the Frankenstein concept.
Yeah. What's funny is when I was at the salon this week, I was talking to a woman in the salon about Poor Things. And we were both talking about, like, how amazing of a movie it is.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
How many more do you got for me?
Let me see. We'll see. I have other ones on here.
I mean, you've been nailing it. Although I think I'm very predictable.
I don't know. Okay, I mean, this one, there's a couple that I just like, I'm not sure if you're going to have them on your list or not.
Shoot your shot.
Shin Godzilla.
No.
Okay.
But I'll give it to you because the original Godzilla is on my list.
See, that's where I was in between, was do I do the original or do I do Shin Godzilla? So
that's number eight, and that's fair because I don't think we watched that together.
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen it since before I met you. So we will have to check it out.
Yeah.
I
don't think.
Do you think you've never seen it? It's black and white.
I feel like if I hadn't actually watched it. It was like one of those that my dad was watching or something, you know?
This was the first Godzilla movie that I saw, the original one. And when I was a kid, I was a fucking freak for Godzilla. Loved Godzilla so much. So that's something that's always going to just be special.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. Here's my last guess for you. And you can just share what your list is.
Okay.
Get Out.
No, I don't have Get Out on there.
That was definitely shot in the dark.
Yeah, that's one that is definitely up there. I just had other movies in there, but yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, but well, I love Get Out.
What are your other movies?
I have lost track. Suspiria.
Oh man, why didn't I think of that? That's like two of the genres. That's three. that's all three genres. That's queer coded. That is psychedelic and colorful, and it's a fucking strong ass scary woman not taking bullshit from lame ass men.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. I can't believe I guessed that. And the 1977 one, obviously, but yes.
Yeah, I know you have feelings about the new
one. I have to watch it again. I don't know, but anyway, the Vortilac.
Oh, that made it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the more time I sit with that movie, I just like it more and more. Like, the more I sit with it, it's just such a cool movie.
And we went in expecting, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. Yeah, that was a really, really big surprise. I'm glad it's on Shudder now.
Yeah.
So more people can see it. What else?
All right, well, my last one is Alien.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I actually thought about guessing Aliens, because you
really
love that one.
Aliens, yes.
But I did notice when I think that's the first time we watched them together.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the first time I'd ever seen them.
You hadn't seen the original?
I don't think so.
Oh, geez. I knew you hadn't seen... Oh, geez. I know you hadn't seen the sequels. I thought you'd seen the first one, but that's even crazier.
Yeah.
And I do remember that it had a big impact on you, which... Mm-hmm. It's great to see, because these were very special to me too.
Yeah,
but no surprise, because they're fucking awesome. Was that it? So all 10?
I think so. That's where I'm getting like mixed up.
Let me see,
because I have them bolded are the ones that I chose out of the whole list, and then the italicized ones are ones I kicked off because I didn't have them in order.
So you have 8.
Oh, there's
that's
eight.
Why.
Oh, okay.
So pick 2 more.
9. Okay, Eraserhead, easily.
That's 8.
That's 10.
What are you counting? What the heck are you counting?
They're not in order. I'm sorry.
I was looking at the hearts. Eraserhead. I don't think I knew how much you liked this.
Really?
We haven't seen this together.
Have you seen it?
That's what I was going to say. It's crazy is that I have seen it, and it is one of my favorite movies, too.
Oh, really?
It was not in top 10.
How have we not really talked about this?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Yeah, because I saw this a pretty long time ago, but it made a huge impact on me.
Yeah.
Like the atmosphere and the mood in that movie is like perfect.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing where it's like, even though I had no fucking clue what was going on when I saw it, I just loved everything about it. So it didn't even matter.
Me too.
I'd love to revisit. Maybe now that I'm older and smarter than my stupid... idiot younger self, maybe I'll actually understand it better now.
I think we should do an episode on it. I love Eraserhead. That's another one of those movies I could just like put on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love watching that movie.
Did you have any more guesses for me?
I think so. I should have put these in order. I put emoji next to the ones I already did.
So you still got 3 more guesses for me. I mean, it doesn't matter now.
Okay.
After all this time telling you not to look at my list, I had to help you track yours.
I should have put this in order.
You're so disorganized. I love you. But that, yes, you're a very disorganized person. I love you. So let's get it. Give me another guess.
Possession.
That's not in my top 10, but that is in my... master list.
Okay.
That was another one that we saw more recently, but it just fucking really blew us away. I think I was like thinking about guessing that for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was on mine, but then there was like so many other movies. I just like put more movies.
So give me another. You got 2 more.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead's right. That's number 5. Mm-hmm. And that totally shows how much you know me, because I think a lot of people love Evil Dead 2. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's the original.
I know you like the original.
Yes, because I just like that back to basics, you know, and that one's like full horror. It's not as comedic as the second one. So that's just, those are my tastes. Mm-hmm. So you have 1 more.
Are you sure I have 1 more? Because I have a bunch I italicized too.
You didn't guess this It Follows.
Oh, I didn't?
I thought you had 2 more. Wait, now I count. Seven. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Because you did not say It Follows and you did not say Aliens.
Oh my God. I think I just assumed that I said it already.
Fuck it. Just go ahead.
It Follows.
It Follows is on my list. That's number 10. I think that was one that really kind of cemented how much I love that like specific genre of monster movie.
The elevated horror genre.
Well, if you're going to pretentious.
I don't care I like it too.
Yeah, I do. But I'm specifically talking about like the monster movie with like the high concept.
Yeah.
Like the thing you can summarize in a sentence like, oh, it's an invisible monster that's passed through sex with another person that only they can see and is relentlessly chasing them. Like that, like hyper-specific weird monster concept, I'm just all about it. Like, tell me all the rules. Let me know what's happening. So what, I think you got one more.
Aliens.
It's not on my list.
Okay.
That's more like I do love that movie, but it's like I said with Evil Dead. I love the original where it's like way more horror. So it's not in my top 10, but it is still very special to me. So you still, you know me very well.
I feel like we have some that were like knocked off too. So specifically, I feel like Friday the 13th, part two.
But, and see that one, I did put part two on my list.
Okay.
So that really shows how much you know me. That like out of all of them, you know, the second one's my favorite one.
You know what? It's mine too. It's just so good. Mm-hmm. And I think that was another thing we bonded over too, is that we both enjoyed part two so much.
Yes. Yeah. And it's funny because as much as I love, because I also love six. Mm-hmm. So I love having the, you know, classic Jason Voorhees with the hockey mask. Part two is with the bag head. And so it's like very different. I think a lot of people don't like it as much for that reason.
Yeah.
But I fucking love it.
Well, part six was the other one that I was going in between. Yeah, I was like, is it part two or part six? I'm going to go with part two.
I know. You know me very well. But the other ones I had were...
Now I can look.
Yes.
I had Monster Squad. Sorry.
That's number 12.
I had that on there. I knocked it off.
Yeah,
It's
listen, I believe it.
You love that movie.
I do. But I have Annihilation.
Yeah, I had that too.
And I have Get Out.
I did not get Get Out.
Yeah. Get Out is just, it's because I think now Nope is probably my favorite Jordan Peele movie, but there's just something about Get Out. When that came out, it was like so crazy because nobody expected it to blow up and be what it was.
I know. Everyone was talking about that movie when it came out. Like,
yeah.
That was like, you had to get eyes on that movie.
Yeah. And Annihilation is just like such a fucking cool ass movie. Like, the visuals are so great. The effects, the monster designs, and it's that group of people like isolated in this weird place. It's all mysterious. Just such a fucking cool movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies I would love to see for the first time again,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's just such a fun experience going through it.
I almost had Annihilation on my list too, but I think what made me pull it off was I think I like the book a lot more, which, you know, I know not to be like that person, but like I think that book lets my mind wander in such a crazy way that the world that's in my head is just
It's a great book, but I love their interpretation of it in the movie.
It's great.
Amazing.
And scary.
and surprisingly very scary. Yes. Yeah, that's the colorful cosmic horror for Becca right there. So that makes sense too. But that's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you had this idea. It was definitely something you've been talking about for a while. And then I looked and noticed like, oh, we're at episode 99. Like, oh, shit.
Like I kept like saying, like, I think we're getting close.
Yeah,
like we might want to.
I lost count.
It's all good.
But it's been fun. I think a lot of people say that episode 100 is when you figure things out. Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we will.
100 down. How many horror movies are there? Probably like...
I don't know.
800,000.
Probably more.
To go. Sure. We'll get there. I love you.
I love you too.
I guess I'll do a regular outro. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd. We have a big ranking of every single movie that we've covered on the podcast. It's become meaningless because it's so big and none of it makes sense. But you can also contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Tell us what your favorite horror subgenres are. There's so many to choose from. And you can follow us on TikTok and YouTube, where we will be posting very soon. Bye.